Hello, this is Paul Dio.
I don't
coming
like it.
Down your headphones.
No, I don't like this. Whatever you're doing, I don't like it.
I thought it was something a bit different.
It was really, really sinister.
It was supposed to be sensual.
It was...
Hello, hello.
No, no, don't do it again.
This is Paul Dio.
Get away from the mic as well. You're too close. Popping your peas. Welcome to our universe.
I've always wanted to be in a situation where somebody accused me of popping my peas.
Yeah, you're popping them all over the shop. This is Left of Left Field. I'm Mark Charnock. He's Paul Coates. And here are some real Left of Left Field headlines from around the world.
I can't do it.
Bong!
Thief who steals clock faces time.
Oh, God's sake! Find another website!
No. Bong!
Cow killed by milk truck.
Really?
The irony.
The irony.
Yeah. Bong!
Cars are killing 110 people a day. Let's resolve to do better.
Yes, let's.
Bong!
Police call to Market Square after report of suspicious coin. What? Sorry, can we get the cops here?
What they didn't tell you, it was a 74-foot coin.
Ah.
It was suspicious.
Made of guns. Bong!
20-year friendship ends at the altar. Biggity bong bong.
Pigs die as house is blown down. I just loved it. Welcome to the show, everyone. This is, this is Paper Cuts by Maps. What's the problem?
Just as we were about to come back there, you said, do you understand? And I just casually wrote, I'll start with mocking you. Because that's what I felt like.
Okay.
You're a little bit tired today, to be fair.
Yeah. No, what though? What is it?
And it was the, you didn't know which was the band.
I looked at the list and I didn't know who was the band, Paper Cuts or Maps. So
which was fine.
I just took a moment going, I don't know. There's something about it.
But it didn't sound flippant. It sounded like you hated this song.
Do you know what it is? I didn't hate the song, but it's one of those bands where you want to go, sing up! Sing up! We can't hear you. Sing up.
Don't bang your mic. Well, if I can't pop my peas, you can't bang
your mic. Ask me what else I'm angry about.
What else are you angry about,
thanks.
Mark?
Thanks. Middle-age gripes. So, it's not a middle-age gripe. This should be anybody's gripe. It's the thing that's been said a million times before. It's cinema etiquette, right?
Oh my God.
Things are getting... Yeah. I thought it was getting better. It's not. It's getting worse.
No.
So, this... Right.
I blame Brexit.
I went into a cinema, right? And it was one of those cinemas... that has allocated seating, which I absolutely agree with.
Yeah.
I think there should be allocated seating, otherwise it's a free-for-all.
That's but as Mark Kermode always says, if you're going to have allocated seating, you have to have ushers to enforce it.
Well,
otherwise it's between...
Well, this is a curious mixture of what happened there. So this place does have ushers, right? So we sat in, and it's that thing where they do an introduction to the film, which really, I don't want to hear. I've heard this, right, from an usher. Thanks for coming, everyone. And the first thing they go is, is it waiting for hot food? And I immediately want to go, right, if you've ordered hot food, one, you're in the pictures, this isn't your front room, right? Yeah. Popcorn and crinkly things is bad enough. Hot food stinking out the cinema. I'm sorry, get your tea somewhere else, you lazy... Right, so there's that. The fact that...
Get your tea somewhere else.
No, hang on. I think I'm right about this. Okay. Then... the food might arrive as the film started, so somebody's carrying trays of food through. You're thinking,
no, that's
this is outrageous. But the thing that really got on my nerves was that he said, I've not seen this film myself, but I hear it's very good. And that was his introduction. But then what happened was, about 15 minutes in, I sat on the back row with a couple of other people, and this woman came in late, right, so she's well late, 10, 15 minutes in, she walks up the side aisle, comes down, and there's some seats beyond me, so I start to shift, and she goes, loudly, at full volume, she says, you sat in our seats, right? Her and an older lady, who I assume was her mother, and I went, what? And you immediately start panicking, thinking, I definitely am, you know, I must be. She went, she said it again, you're sat in our seats, and I went, right, I'm going to put up with this for so long. I went, well, the usher sat us here. Yeah. She started grumbling, full volume. Everybody else is looking round. And she went and sat at the end of the row, right? And I'm kind of going, I just want to get her back. I just want to sit. You know, and I'm saying, and then I heard, they're just talking. I'm thinking, and I heard what they were saying. We're in the wrong film. We're in the wrong film. So then she sheepishly had to go down the side of the thing. And I wanted to go. I punched the air, right? The person tried to drag my arm down, but I wanted to clap her out of the room.
Yeah.
The rudeness.
Oh, it's outrageous. And if I was the usher, when you said, is anybody waiting for hot food?
Yeah.
I'd go, because that's in screen too.
What's up to you, mate?
Well, I went to went to Amsterdam, which was one of your recommendations.
Posh.
Went there with Sarah.
Tell me birthday. You loved it.
It was amazing. Yeah, it's just such a great time.
Yeah.
And if anybody is ever going to go to Amsterdam, there's an amazing restaurant called Bak, B-A-K.
Okay.
And I just absolutely loved it. I had it recommended by somebody who's from Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And it was just phenomenal. And it was
what kind of food was it? Veggie?
It did both. And it's one of those times where it's a very sort of like a foodie place. Mm. They knew their flavours absolutely brilliantly. A bit expensive, but really worth it.
Yeah.
And took the girls as well. So Tess, who's a big chef fan, absolutely loved it. And we were all just like, oh, every bite was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Billy, who's not so bothered, who actually just wanted a pizza, is like eating these little portions, saying how hungry she was. So it's just a brilliant combination between, we're absolutely, this is amazing, and Billy kind of going,
I had the most, in Amsterdam, we had my first ever Ethiopian meal.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I bet you could get to it. I sent you the link, but I knew you wouldn't get it. It's a bit out of town. But I've never had an Ethiopian meal before. I don't know if you've ever. But they serve it's a communal plate.
Yeah.
And they just have this amazing heavy bread hanging off the side of the plate. And you just dip the food up. And it was the most amazing. And what was really nice about it, the chef, it was quiet night. And the chef had come upstairs and he was just stood with his arm folded watching us eat. And it wasn't intimidating at all. It was nice because you could just tell he was so proud.
Yeah.
It was really nice. Oh, what a night. Brilliant.
Well, listen, mate, I don't know about you, but I was.
Oh, God. Are you going to do this? Go on, let's see it. This is going to be a link to a song. Go on then.
Growing up, I was a bit of a black sheep in our family.
Mm.
Not half as bad as being the black flamingo. This is the wombats.
It's rubbish. Just rubbish on every level. My favourite song at the moment by the Wombats, that's Black Flamingo.
It's a great song.
Can we just before you go into your inventions, I just want to pick up, we were just talking off air, and Paul just casually dropped in. He said, I used to be in a jazz marching band, and I trained the drum section. I went, you can't play drums. And he's kind of outraged. You can't play drums, so how are you training people to play the drums?
But I can play the snare. I can play the snare.
No, you can't play the drums. I can play a bongo.
You're thinking of a drum kit. And I agree. Although I've had drum lessons, I'm not very good on a drum kit.
Yeah.
But I can play the snare.
You have no right to be training anybody.
I can play tritones, and I can play the big bass drum.
You can't play them. You can hit them. There's a difference.
Okay. Anyway, there you go.
No, seriously.
You could just operate on somebody. You're not trained, but you could just have it. It's not
well,
the
it's
same.
Just, you're just like you walking through the universe. Like, it's this free-for-all. You do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Claim whatever you want. Who are you? Donald Trump. Good night. Politics. Go on. Give me some inventions. How many have you got here?
I've got two sets of three. And last show, I did sort of like improvised car things.
Yeah, sure.
DIY
it was brilliant.
Car.
Yeah.
This time I've gone for DIY in the home.
Stuff okay, like, all right.
You know, you don't want to buy the very expensive thing, so you can get a little
bit
fix.
Bit of do it yourself. Go on.
You know, bottle opener. Who needs to pay for the $4.95 for a bottle opener?
No.
All you have to do...
We all want to make savings.
Hammer a nail into the cork and use the claw to pull it out.
The claw?
The claw of the hammer.
Wait.
The hammer's got... Do you not know how to hammer?
No. You've hammered a nail into the wine bottle cork. Right,
yeah.
Okay.
And then
sorry, in my head I was thinking of a beer bottle opener. I apologise.
No.
So you hammer the... And then you... Right, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Blenders... Your blender's broken. Right?
You'd be the world's worst advertiser. Go on. All you do is shrug and put your hand up. Go on.
I'm a shrugger. I am a day. It's from carrying the drums all the time.
Yeah.
Blender's broken. You don't want to fix it. You don't want to buy a new one. Just get your handheld drill to the bottom of the blender and that'll spin the
blender
around. It'll blend.
No. Don't shrug it off.
You want You've never had an ironing board or an iron. You never really needed one. Suddenly you've got a job. Shirt needs ironing.
Yeah, it does.
Two pieces of wood.
Yeah.
Between the mattress and the base.
Right.
Put your shirt between the wood. Iron while you sleep. The bigger the bed,
Right, that's the one you made up. Don't be ridiculous.
What are you talking about?
That's the one you made up.
Hammering a nail into
a... Yeah, that one... You iron... Your body irons the suit. How does that work?
Your body weight.
It's just insulting, though, this. Am I right? Is that the one you made up? Yeah. This rubbish! It's look down. Look down, Shane.
Looking down for the link.
Good God.
You know what? Do you know what I've realised lately? You've got a real dark side, Mark. Populisma.
Unbelievable.
Thanks, Paul. You're welcome.
I don't know
so that was just Paul. That was Paul Polisman. That's Polly's brother.
A manager.
He brought the CD in. Right. So I know you think I got it wrong.
You said Paul Polisman.
Yeah, no, it's because Paul,
the artist,
her brother, had
is
just
called
come in.
Polly Polisman. So you got both names wrong. I mean, it's a great song, but what a absolute.
I just knew she wasn't coming in. She doesn't care. She doesn't love us enough.
I have noticed increasing indifference. Okay, that was a brilliant song, but that's one of my favourite songs you've ever chosen. Dark Side by Polly Polusma. Beautiful.
See you later, Paul. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Do you keep losing things on your sofa? I know I do.
Oh, right, sorry. There's no link. He's got three more inventions.
You're either listening or you're not listening. If you've only just tuned in, get with it.
Right.
8 o'clock.
Come on.
Lose things on your sofa. You don't want to put your hands down because you don't know what's down there.
Oh, it's grubby, all, grubby, it's yeah. Grubby.
Run some Christmas tree lights all the way through your whole three P's. Turn them on, you never put pier down.
Hang on, wait, whoa. Where are the Christmas tree lights?
Down the back of the sofa. So when you're on, you can see.
It's literally the most dangerous thing. It's literally...
More dangerous than the egg beater. Pair of scissors on the end of your drill.
Yeah.
It becomes an egg beater.
How does that work?
It's a whisk.
Well, why don't you use a fork?
No, because you need it longer than that. Your arm hurts. It's all right.
Whisking an egg.
Okay. Yeah, you haven't got a stand for your...
This is rubbish.
You haven't got... They're not mine.
Come on. Well, one of them is.
You haven't got a stand.
It's the point of the thing.
You haven't got a stand for your iPhone.
Oh. So a stand?
Yeah, you know, you want to watch something.
All right, okay.
Just get a glass top table, put it over your sofa, put the phone on the glass top, just lie there, you're watching it. It's great.
I'm absolutely.
So shall I bullet point them?
Yeah, well, I think you better have.
Christmas tree lights down the sofa.
Well, do you know what? Let me just go through them. Hang on.
The drill egg beater. The glass top cinema experience with your iPhone.
I can only think the one that annoys me most is the glass top thing.
Right.
Because I think it's real. The thing of what will be annoying is if the Christmas tree lights is real, it's incredibly dangerous.
I'd argue that none of these.
No, they're good because I genuinely can't tell with these three which is a Paulism.
Totally guessed.
Which is a polypaulism. See what I did there?
Nah.
I think you. This is just guessing territory now. I really don't know. The one it ought to be is the Christmas tree lights one.
The one that I made up.
It ought to be that one.
Right.
So I think it's that one.
I'm really annoyed that you've guessed.
Yeah!
You just keep guessing them. It's not, you're not, right.
It's, no, no, hang on. Just a minute. I can't believe I'm actually feeling defensive. It's an outrageous invention. It's ridiculous and stupid. Right, you can get in touch.
If you're stupid. If you're stupid enough to get in touch with us.
You can on Twitter. He's...
at Paul Coates _.
I'm at Mark Charnock. You can get in touch with the station on Twitter.
At Hebden _.
Just one of us, mate. Go on then, you do it, you do it.
Hebden _radio.
Or you can get on email, studio@hebdenradio.co.uk. That'll do.
That'll do.
There's options.
There are other options.
I mean, there's...
Telephone?
Yeah,
get us on 0459 293 946 4543 2.
Or you can get us on our own website, which is www.dreamsandpigeonsthetimesofdreams.com.
Or, next time I go to a gym...
A gym? Next time I go to a gym
and I leave my shoes in the dressing room, just put a little note in my shoe. That'd be interesting.
You sounded like Peter Sellers.
Would that be sinister?
Next time I go to a gym.
knows?
Right, there's another song coming up. So this is, so I've been sort of like trying to get a bit more into Nick Drake, who's sort of one of those artists who's passing by down the years.
Yeah, he's great.
Why did you do a frown?
Just that sentence construction, I'm sorry. It's fine, move on.
Okay, you're right, so you're always picking up on that. But this is from like his most, I think, of the three studio albums of his most accessible one.
Yeah.
So this is Northern Sky.
Enjoy.
Just beautiful.
It's a beautiful
Nick Drake. I read up on him. I didn't know much about his life, but I read the stories on Wikipedia about him. It's just heartbreaking. Yeah. Didn't sell much in his lifetime. Didn't realise that people were going to grow to love him and his music. And it's just the saddest ending. Just a sad. He's the sort of tragic poet, isn't he?
No, absolutely. Yeah, wonderful.
So when you're feeling a bit tired, you know, Paul and I are slightly weary today. But when you're feeling tired, what kind of pick me up would you choose? Well, it wouldn't be this section of the show.
Am I a dog? Am I a cat?
You're a cat. Which, is, as we said before, established,
right.
A cat is
round
a rubbish
over.
Dog.
What should we do next?
Right, so these are where we just do riddles at each other. Paul gets it right, I get it wrong. We move on with our lives with Paul feeling slightly more superior than me. These little victories are what get him through the day.
You go first.
Okay, little chappy. Oh, look at your little blue eyes. Right, okay. So, here's the riddle. Ready? A donkey travels the exact same distance daily. Don't think you're not involved in this, Dave, by the way. Don't think you can look down. This is a maths class, hoping the teacher won't pick on you. A donkey travels the exact same distance daily. Strangely, two of his legs travel 40 kilometres and the other two travel 41. The donkey's perfectly normal, so how can this be true? Donkey!
So go on again. A donkey travels.
So same distance, travels the exact same distance every day, same journey, right?
It's an actual donkey. It's full. It's like it's not two halves or anything like.
No, it's a full
donkey.
I said the donkey's normal. Yeah. Normal donkey. Let's call it Neddy.
Yeah.
Neddy's normal, okay? Two of his legs travel 40 kilometres. Two of his legs travel 41 kilometres. Neddy, they call him Normal Neddy, right?
Yeah.
But how can that be true? How can it be true?
Is he walking along a hillside?
It's a great answer, but it's not the answer I want from you. You're in the right area.
Right.
Sort of.
I don't know.
Right.
Just for the sake of this being me sitting here in silence.
It's annoying.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of annoying.
Is it good, though? Is it like...
Well, okay. You tell me. Here's the answer. He's travelling in a circular direction, and the outer legs travel further than the inner legs.
That's what I was going for.
It's not what you got, though, so you don't get to
win. If he'd walked on a hill...
Yeah, but that's not the answer. It's not the answer. It's not the answer. It's not the answer.
I think I got that.
It's just not the answer.
Let's assume...
No, let's assume he got that wrong for
us. Here's mine.
It's not the answer.
Here's mine after getting that. If a doctor gives you three pills and takes you to take one pill every half hour, how long would it take before all the pills have gone?
Say it again, please.
A doctor.
I wasn't listening and I didn't care. Go on.
That happens a lot with this, right?
Right, go on.
A doctor gives you three pills.
Yes.
And tells you to take one pill every half hour.
Yeah.
How long before all the pills have gone?
1 hour.
Well done.
Right, moving on. Hey,
I've got another one.
Oh.
You're quite good with these. I think you'll get this one as well. You're quite good with the...
Right, don't do that. Don't try and build me up to make me look small in front of the audience. I can see what you're doing. I can see you, sly little rat.
Larry's father's got five...
Who's Larry?
Does it matter?
Yes, very much. What's his backstory?
His father's got five sons named...
Hang on, Larry's father's got five sons.
Named 10, 20, 30, 40, and what's the fifth one called?
Larry.
Yeah. You got them both right.
Oh, God, I feel great. Let's always keep this round. This is King Midas Sound and One Thing. King Midas Sound. Nice.
You weren't too keen on that one.
I wasn't. It's not my massive cup of tea, really. But it was okay.
Head bobbing.
You did, and you looked terrific doing it. But let's move on before it becomes too dark and sinister. I've got two sets of three inventions here. So which one of these did I make up? Now the theme is,
I don't know. You have to tell
extraordinary.
Me.
I mean, just extraordinary political quotes.
Oh, fantastic!
So which of these isn't real? I mean, it's just the ones that are real are mind-boggling. But just check this out. Okay, the first one's from Pat Buchanan, right wing. Yes. I mean, just American, very religious, as you'll hear. That thing of American emptiness, the hole at the centre of our natures, can only be filled by one thing: food. And God is that food.
Oh.
Eat ye, for he will line our stomachs with his light.
Do you think that was just at dinner? I think it was just at home.
Just drunk. Just drunk, rambling, drunk. Okay, this is White House Press Secretary Dana Perino in 2007. Admitting that she'd never heard of the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Wow.
It had to do with Cuba and missiles, I'm pretty sure. I mean... And finally, Ed Koch, former New York City mayor. Life is indeed... I like to think that he shouted this as he said it. Life is indeed precious, and I believe the death penalty helps affirm this fight.
There's nothing more life-affirming than the death penalty.
Well, it's amazing, isn't it? So I give you Pat Buchanan, God lining our stomachs with his light. I give you Dana Perino. It had to do with Cuba and missiles, I'm pretty sure. Or, life is indeed precious, and I believe the death penalty, helps us affirm this fact.
I can't even work on any basis. There's, you know, they are all ludicrous. And so it's a question of which one I think you're capable of making up.
Yeah, sure.
And I don't think you know what the Cuban Missile Crisis was either.
You think I made up that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. She said that. The White House press room. That is amazing.
So
you left with Pat Buchanan's.
I'm going with the last one because I think that's absolutely. I love it.
I mean, what, the Ed Koch death penalty one?
So I'm gonna. You made up Pat Buchanan.
I did make up the. Yeah. Right, we'll have three more of them after this next song. So this is. Oh, this
is yours.
Song. This is De La Soul featuring Snoop Dogg. This is Pain.
Your music means everything.
Wow. I didn't know that happened at the end. Thanks. I thought Dave was just starting to tell us that our music choices meant everything, but in an accent that we didn't recognise.
I thought we'd suddenly got advertising in the show, but really bad advertising.
Yeah. Both of us just got into a little minor panic there. That was quite weird. I've obviously not listened to that song till the very end. Maybe he's personalised it for us. Right, okay, here's three more political unbelievable political quotes. Which one did I make up? You ready? This is good. Okay. So, this is George W. Bush.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone knows where I stand on everything. I'm an open book. Keep reading. There's one hell of a twist at the end.
Oh, when will we get there?
Oh, it's great. Right. So, this is... the context is... This is Vice President Dick Cheney. Yeah. You know, a real hawk.
Yeah.
His response to an ABC News reporter after she cited a poll showing that most Americans didn't believe the Iraq war was worth fighting.
Right.
Cheney's response? So? I mean...
Did he elaborate at all?
No, that's it. So? Brilliant. Politics. And finally, Ronald Reagan. Well, I've learned a lot. I went down to Latin America to find out about them and about their views. You'd be surprised. They're all individual countries. The president of the free world. Okay, so I'll just quickly bullet point them.
Do you know
them.
What? They've elected some real morons.
It's astonishing, isn't it? It's astonishing, isn't it?
To be their leader.
Apart from the guys that I know. Okay, George W. Bush. Everyone knows where I stand on everything. I'm an open book. Keep reading. There's one hell of a twist at the end. He's got me hooked. Listen, Mr. Vice President, there's a poll here showing that most Americans don't believe the Iraq war is worth fighting. What's your comment? So, oh, right, thanks for your time. And Reagan, well, I learned a lot. I went to Latin America, and there's, you know, I'd be surprised, there's lots of individual countries down there. Thanks, Ronnie. Which one did I make up?
Pure guess, you made up Ronald Reagan.
No, he said that.
Oh, my God.
That he said that.
Oh, my God.
I know. The presidents of the United States.
So you made up so?
No.
Oh,
it's real.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, well, well done.
Thanks. thanks, I guess. I guess.
You do understand the mentality of W.
Yeah.
You got that.
Thanks, now. Mate. Thanks. I was quite pleased with that. Okay, so here's another song. This is... I'm going to let you introduce it. It's your song, mate.
Is it?
It's not your song. I mean, that'd be awful if you were actually just playing your jazz drums.
Which is very apt for this song.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard of him before. Ken Nordine.
Yes, I have heard of Ken Nordine.
I don't know much about him, but he's, I just love what I've heard. He does these sort of jazz songs where he talks over the top of some jazz music, and he's got such a voice. I love him.
Before we play this song, can I ask a question? Did you teach his band how to play the drums?
I did, and I taught him how to speak so eloquently.
All right.
This is Ken Nordine, and Bury Yourself Time Capsule.
Why should only banks and great big buildings have time capsules? Now, if you're interested, get in touch with me, okay?
Sorry, Ken Nordine there, he inspired an argument about Chewit, which is... We were just asking how much he might get for that play, and it was speculated, say, 20p, and I said he could get himself back into Chewits. And then Paul just went on saying, aren't they Starburst? And I went, no, that's Opal Fruits. And that's where Ken Nordine led us, because he wasn't leading us anywhere else.
Oh, I love Ken Nordine.
I think the audience have just sat there agog for three minutes.
I think some people may have.
We can play what we want on this show, but I'm going to be coming down a lot harder on you from now on.
Well, next time, I asked you if you'd listen to
it. Beautiful voice. I didn't listen to it all the way through.
Yeah.
I think, and then there's good reason for that. Right, okay, little guys. It's time.
Swell, oh well.
Biggie Bong.
Swell, oh well.
Boggy Bing.
Mark, what you been listening to?
It's a film.
Okay.
So I opened my eyes and watched it.
Cool. You also listened.
It wasn't the same cinema visit as when The Lady Was So Rude. It was more recent than that. I went to see I, Tonya.
Oh, okay.
At the cinema. And right, for those of you who don't know, this is the story of Tonya Harding, who older listeners will remember back in the, I want to say, 90s? I think it was early 90s, late 80s, early 90s. She was a magnificent, she describes herself as a redneck, but a magnificent working class ice skater. And her main sort of rival was called Nancy Kerrigan. And famously, the incident, as it was referred to all through the film, is Nancy Kerrigan got hobbled on the eve of Olympic qualification by Tonya Harding's partner. And there was always a question in the air whether Tonya Harding was involved, and I don't think she was personally, but you know, that's what the film is about. And it's about her relationship with her husband, Jeff Galooly. It's played magnificently, and the actress's name is just gone out of my head. Oh my God.
Yes, and I can't help you. Even though
I know she's
going to
edit. Anyway, it's
she was in the Christopher Robin one.
Yeah, she was, yeah.
Donald Gleeson and...
Margot Robbie. Australian
we got there
actress.
In the end. Yeah. Two old guys got there in the end.
Margot Robbie is absolutely amazing as Tonya Harding. And you end up, at the end of it, she was domestically abused, ferociously abused. But they play it in such a way, it's like a mockumentary almost. So they do interviews straight to camera. Alison Janney is amazing as her abusive mother. She is... used and abused by everybody, Tonya Harding, and you come out the other end of it having thought she was like a classic American modern villain, to thinking actually this woman, it's quite a political film, this woman is a product of her of the abuse of her class, really, of the have-nots, and she, there's a moment where she is triumphant and then she's dragged down again about by the people around her, and it's considering there's so much domestic abuse in it, it's surprisingly funny.
Right.
They play one thing alongside the other, and it's a very, very thin line. And they get there, and it's full of good actors. It's brilliantly scripted. It's really, they shot it quite quickly. Margot Robbie's the producer on it. It's her project, and it was just, it deserved every nomination it got. And Alison Janney won the Oscar for it, and it was just magnificent.
Fantastic. Well, my Swellowell is a gig that I just went to.
Oh, right.
Yeah, which was just phenomenal. It was Niels Frahm
Yes.
Berlin modern composer, mixes dance and classical.
You went without me. I did go. We all make decisions.
I went to the Albert Hall in Manchester, which is a wonderful venue, and it was phenomenal.
Explain who he is. Explain what he does.
He's every now and then people talk about there being a crossover between classical and modern electronic music. And people try it. Ian Audi, it's very famous, tried it. But Nils Fromm, he is very much of both worlds. He's a classical trained pianist, and he is also loves dance music.
He invents his own. And he build his own organ? You were telling me.
Yeah, he built an organ, which he said, I just wanted to build an organ. I've always wanted to build it. And he built it, and the sound was awful. It was just this awful sound. But he was determined to use it. And so in the gig, he talked about how when you're at school, and you would hang out with the cool guy and you'd be a little bit cooler.
Yeah,
so he wrote these songs that had the organ in, hoping that the cool music around it made the
organ acceptable.
Worked.
Yeah.
Really worked. The new album is called
All Melody.
All Melody.
Yeah. It's a brilliant
to
album.
To hear it live just shows you how
phenomenal. I'm so jealous.
Check him out on YouTube.
I'd love to
check
him there.
Check him live on YouTube and see the way that one man on stage
can entertain.
Runs around.
I'd love to have been there.
It was such amazing
time. If only you'd had a spare ticket.
I did have a spare ticket.
Oh, right. Wow, it's kind of heartbreaking in a way. Well, while on that subject, it's good to end on heartbreak. So this is Mum Ra Planners Out and She's Got You High. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you in 2 weeks.
Goodbye.